Flames reached as high as 20 feet Wednesday as the fire stretched north. It burned 40,000 acres in a 24-hour period. To the south, it reached as close as 3.5 miles from the Stony River, where Lime Village sits on the opposite bank. Fire officials don't expect the fire to jump the river. Over the past couple days, crews have set burnout fires that have already burned a 1 mile perimeter from the river going north. Francis Mitchell is a public information officer with the Division of Forestry.
They have been successful at this point at holding that line on the north side of the Stony River there near Lime Village. It's not right there at this point. It's back from the river a ways because of the back burns. And so the village seems to be secure at this time.
The state says 12 miles of fire line was established from airplane ignition, and hotshot crews added a quarter-mile fire line by digging near the river. 51 crew members have been flown in to protect the town, along with a few structures north of the river. 25 people were in Lime Village at last check. One elder left the community last week, but the vast majority of people are staying in place to protect the community.
The fire is a large fire, and it is still burning, of course, to the north. Winds and other factors could make a change, but at this point, there is a plan to keep a crew there to keep the fire contained north of the village.
Southwest Alaska has enjoyed a small break from the unseasonably hot and dry weather, but at 78,000 acres, the Lime Hills fire is not slowing down.
There's no amount of rain or anything that's predicted that's going to dampen that fire significantly. If the relative humidity rises, then, of course, the fire will not burn as intensely. But there's no expectation that that fire is going to be out in the very near future. It's so large and it's been burning so aggressively.
To the north, the fire jumped across the Swift River in several places Wednesday. Crews plan to continue burnout operations Thursday. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.